It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. And of course, thank you for your tuning in and week out. That's what keeps us in the top 10 of New York AM radio at this hour. You hear background noise. Yeah, there's a reason for that, because we are coming to you live from the special event hosted primarily by BSEED, bringing Israel's Startup Nation to New York City. What a special event. And you'll be hearing from many, many distinguished guests, startups during tonight's show. But now I have the distinct honor and privilege of speaking with Eliezer Gross, chairman and founder of the Besadno Group. Eliezer, thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
First of all, thank you. I would like to start and thank Mr. Abroth and the team helping us bringing this dream to America. Without Mr. Roth and Roth & Company, which from what I understand is the largest accounting firm in America, New York or Brooklyn, actually, we couldn't do it with their support. I also would like to thank my partner from Israel, Ilan Cohen from Reynold Cohen. Reynold Cohen is the largest IP firm in Israel. They are our partner in the group in Israel, Besadno. Besadno is the initials of Besiate, Dishmaye, Naaseh v'Natzliach. And I understand that you want to hear the story behind.
Yes.
So, all right. So if you want to hear the story, you got to know my story first.
Ready.
Okay. I was born with blessed from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu put a computer in my head. A calculator, actually, with a computer. From the age of 4, instead of playing in the kindergarten, I used to start making calculations.
Okay.
I grew up, I was chosen to Israeli champion in mathematics.
Okay.
This is what I inherit from my father, Alav Hashalom.
Okay.
For my mother, I inherit the ability to be a businessman. From the age of 8, I started to sell hadassim in the street, okay, in Bnei Brak. And from the age of 10, I used to sell, if I don't know if you guys remember, 40, 50 years ago, I used to sell the aluminum foil for Pesach,
yeah,
in big rolls. Okay, then you cut
before
it.
Before my time.
Okay. So I was born a soicher, actually. In the age of 10, I started to go to the lost and found in Israel, police lost and found, and buy bicycles and buy, you know, radio and this and that. Whatever I could find, and sold it to a friend of mine's. Then I started to go to the port and buy in the port abandoned goods.
Okay.
Then when I was 16 years old, I started to export Arbas Aminim to Europe.
At 16? They didn't throw you,
yes,
out of school? I'm sorry for asking.
They throw me 3 times from the yeshiva, each yeshiva. And actually, I wrote 3 books by the name of Nesiata Dishmaya.
Wow.
It's Besiata with the N. Nesiata, it means traveling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on those 3 books, one of the stories is how to throw me 3 times from the yeshiva. But anyway, actually, I could say almost 40 years. Until 6-7 years ago, that's what I did. I used to buy government auctions, closeouts in big quantities. Weird things, not just normal and ready, you know, not just what you can find amazing saving.
Right.
starting from aircraft and ship marine, you know, parts and computers part. And the longest limousine in the world belongs to me. I bought it in an auction. And antibiotics and bananas and whatever you want. Buy and sell, you know, a real soicher.
So maybe we could even talk about today's event, which is your dream. This is something that's
so today's
your
event,
vision, your vision.
So today's event, the whole thing is, it's important to understand the background to,
yes,
understand what is today's event, or,
yes,
actually what is Besadno about.
Yes.
So about 6-7 years ago, I started to shift my business and to invest money in Israeli startups. Because a startup is like a closeout. You see something, you know there is something there, but you have to work and pray for the Kodesh Baruch Hu to have a mazel and siyata d'shmaya to make it happen.
Right.
So I invested in one company, two companies, three companies, four companies. All of a sudden, I found myself invested in 10 companies. And then people came to me and said, you know what, I have some money. Can you use my money to invest? Okay. Slowly, slowly, actually very quick, I found myself managing a company with almost 2,000 investors, investing in about 40 companies. But what's unique about us is everything is by the halacha. Okay, so we have a Rav in the company. Amazing. We have a Hechsher of the Badatz. Wow. There is no Ribis. There is no Shabbos problems. We're not going to invest in anything that can be a contribution. A conflict with the halacha. We're not investing in cannabis. We're not going to invest because we don't think it's proper to from people to be in this. Akitzer, and we have a special Siyata Dishmaya. About 2.5 years ago, we decided we go to the American market. We started to raise money here from investors.
Mm-hmm.
We also, what we did was we helping our startups to open doors here using our network. And this is actually the third event we're doing in America. We did one event about 2 years ago, then another event about a year ago. And this event is actually two events. On Thursday, we had another event.
That's right.
For accredited investors. Most of them were the non-Jews, accredited investors in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to do one more in Brooklyn because of the high demand of the first event. And we couldn't fit everybody in. So we decided to do that.
Special.
You know, at the end, it's Siyata Dishmaya, and Baruch Hashem, we see the Siyata Dishmaya.
Amen. Eliezer Gross, chairman and founder of the Besadno Group. How can people find out more information about the firm? Website?
Before we speak on how you find information about the firm, first of all, yes, so you can find bseedinvest.com. You can also call us.
bseedinvest.com.
Yes, you can also call us. The number is 212-608-9808. I repeat, 212-608-9808. Or better, email us at info@bseedinvest. It's B, S like sugar, E like Edward, E like Edward, D like David, I like Israel, N like Nancy, V like Victory, E like Edward, S like sister, T like Tommy.com. I repeat, info@bseedinvest.com. It's important to remember, Israeli startup is the hottest stuff in the market today. The brain that's coming from Israel.
Eliezer, I'm sorry to even interrupt. I'm going to read the quote from Warren Buffett. Israel is the most promising investment hub outside of the U.S.
So I want to add something. With all the respect to Warren Buffett,
okay.
my only God is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not Warren Buffett.
Yep.
Okay? Fact. Israel is the number three companies listed in Nasdaq after U.S. and China. Remember, China is 200 times bigger than Israel, and U.S. is 50.
Right.
Israel have the highest percentage invested in R&D out of all the companies in the world, all the countries in the world.
Right.
4%. Israel is the highest, have the highest number of patent registered in America after the U.S.
Wow.
Okay. Israel, the economy in Israel grew up almost twice in the last 10 years. Israel is a miracle. Is a miracle. And what we do is we actually sell the Israeli word, the Israeli startups. Now, Baruch Hashem, you know, we bring good result, but I always tell people, listen, investing in startups is a risky thing, okay? You have to diversify. You have to do it slowly, slowly. You have to remember that the chance to lose is not, I wouldn't say the chance to lose is low, unless you invest in few companies, you know, you diversify your money. So, you know, whatever you do, if you do it with us or somebody else, be smart, think, you know, don't jump. Slowly, slowly, And you meet Hashem, and if you pray right, you're going to make a lot of money.
Eliezer, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hashem yishmor otchem kol tov.
And now I have the distinct honor of having right next to me a guest that we've had on in the past, Zacharia Wexler, not just a CPA, a co-managing partner at Roth & Company. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's a pleasure being here.
So, Zacharia, you know, it was a couple of years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, 2016. So I don't know if everyone will remember. Talk about yourself, your co-managing partner. Tell us a little bit about your journey, your passion. Share it with the audience.
So I've really started, you know, from the ground up at Ruth & Company.
How many years ago did you join?
14 years ago.
Nice.
So I'm here for 14 years, started the ground up. We kind of do that with everybody. Really, everybody has that opportunity. We'll, you know, train people in starting with technical, getting more into client relationships, understanding business, being able to consult, and potentially anybody that's really in this and likes public accounting can grow into that level of manager, senior managers and partners. The co-managing partner is a little bit different because that's more about running the practice and being involved in a lot that's going on in the business and not only accounting. So although I do have the auditing and accounting background and I'm still very, very heavily involved, I'm also involved in running the practice and making sure that things are moving the way it should be.
Now, we're here actually in your offices today from this very special event, which is bringing Israel Startup Nation here to New York City. And you know, Roth & Co. is a primary sponsor and actually hosting today's event. Therefore, I turn to you and ask you, what is so special about BC'd, about this, you know, a array of startups that are here on the floor? What excites you about this?
So people who know us or have seen us around know that we like to promote and push startups, new businesses, investments. We really, really want people to succeed. And although potentially they may become our clients, they're not our clients now and they may never become our clients, but the idea is to really promote business, really see the future, and really being able to push people to do that. So we do that, you know, in different occasions, but in this case we're talking about Israeli startups who have come up with phenomenal ideas, and it brings the potential of investment to the public where they really don't necessarily have that opportunity to really find those investments. Although some may be high risk or lower risk depending on the stage it's in, but some people, you know, they want to invest something small or bigger into it, and this brings them that opportunity.
I mean, just to quote, it's been quoted here in the program before, Warren Buffett has said, Israel is the most promising investment hub outside of the U.S. So that, I mean, kind of speaks for itself.
It's crazy, really, because, I mean, I think proportionately, know that proportionately the success coming out of, you know, the startups and the tech world has been, you know, much larger proportion from Israel than anywhere else.
Any other final takeaways? You have such a great perspective on the business world, and it's an honor to have you on the show. Any tips that you could share with small businesses out there?
Just be persistent, know what you're doing, understand the business you're in. Don't just use it, especially in the beginning when you might be tight for cash. Don't just use it for a cash flow. Understand that every dollar you're reinvesting, you're probably going to take out a lot more in the future. Don't drain it. Don't be desperate. Have a little bit of a longer term vision.
Zacharia, before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you?
They can reach me at the Roth & Co. offices, 718-236-1600. Website is rothcocpa.com.
Please repeat it.
rothcocpa.com, rothcocpa.com. And you can get in touch with us. We have many, many specialties in almost any area that people may have any interest in.
Zacharia, thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you.
We're here coming to you from the BC'd event, Startup Nation, bringing Israel Startup Nation to New York City. And my guest now is Eli Akavan. Eli, did I get it right?
You got it excellent and perfect, Yitzchak, as always.
Thank you so much for joining me here on the show. Is it fair, are we allowed to say that we had your wife on recently? We had the honor of having her on the show?
Yes, yes. My wife was on it recently. She's an elder law attorney, and you had a fantastic roundtable discussion on issues relating to the elderly and how to protect themselves.
Thank you, and the audience knows you can access that by going to mybradio.com. That is the platform for every single show that we've had, including tonight's. So, Ellie, tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do. You are the chair of Private Client and Wealth Preservation Group at CKR Law. You know, what got you into this space? You seem quite passionate about what you do. That's right.
So I had graduated from law school, I think it was around 2006. I went to NYU Law.
Okay.
I got my advanced tax law degree. And I worked in the largest law firms in the world in the beginning.
Okay.
And worked with multinational corporations, businesses, some individuals. But my heart and passion was really with working with individuals and their families. And I transitioned myself slowly more into the high net worth clientele, clients that have specific business needs, specific tax planning needs, estate planning needs. And I enjoyed it very much. And on top of that, I was given the honor and privilege of teaching international taxation as a professor of law at St. John's Law School.
Nice.
But my heart was really set on cross-border families, wealthy families that needed asset protection planning, tax planning, and estate planning. And that's where I found myself at CKR Law, where we were truly an international law firm.
Now, you touched on it right now. Of course, we're here today about Israeli startup companies. And, you know, is it okay if I ask you some tough questions?
Sure. Go for it.
Eli, I thought I could. You know, how does the tax reform that was passed by President Trump late 2017, we call it the new 2018 tax law, I'm sure it affected U.S. investors and Israeli companies. How is that, and is that something you could tackle?
Would be glad to answer it.
Thank you.
Isaac. So, as you said, the tax law, the Tax Reform Act, was overarching and
right.
very broad.
Right.
And affected individuals here in the United States. And it affects foreign investors in the U.S. and affects U.S. investors in foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
To see how it affects U.S. investors in foreign businesses and foreign entities, we have to understand that the U.S. has been having a provision regarding controlled foreign corporations. That's just a fancy term for saying that we don't want U.S. taxpayers to park their money offshore and keep it offshore and not pay any taxes on it. So they decided to pass the controlled foreign corporation rules, which for certain U.S. taxpayers, they have to pay taxes currently.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big changes in the Tax Reform Act was to tighten up those rules, to make it even harder to park money offshore and not pay taxes. So now under what are called the GILTI provisions, not guilty as in Jewish guilt,
right, okay.
but guilty as in G-I-L-T-I, Global Intangible Low Taxable Income, they passed laws that make it much harder to keep the money offshore and not to pay taxes. So when you are an American investor in an Israeli company, it is highly recommended to touch base and consult a U.S.-based tax attorney to understand how to mitigate those new laws and the consequences of the new laws to really reduce the current tax burden that U.S. taxpayers may have.
Now, before I ask you for contact information, just another question, if I may. You know,
sure.
What tax laws in Israel are there, and I'm going to go the other way, that incentivize U.S. and foreign investments from abroad?
Great question to get both
Thank
sides
you.
Of the
Thank you,
picture.
Right. Sure.
What happens is, and I do have to say that I'm not an Israeli tax attorney or an Israeli tax advisor, but we have become aware and are aware of certain Israeli tax laws. Listen, we know Israel is Startup Nation.
Right.
That's what they're known
That's
as.
Right.
It's a famous book out there.
Right.
But one of the big things that they try to incentivize foreign investment is if you are a foreign investor investing in a venture capital fund or a private equity fund in Israel, Israeli tax laws allow you to have certain capital gains exemptions and certain income exemptions. And of course, you need to make sure that the venture capital fund and the private equity fund qualify under Israeli tax laws. But that's something to make sure to look at. And second, Israeli tax law allows for something called a corporate inversion, which is, again, a fancy term.
Right.
I'll explain it in a simple way.
Sure.
If you are a U.S. investor, as mm-hmm. we said before, and you're right. investing in a controlled foreign corporation, mm-hmm. which is a foreign corporation, there are all these guilty rules that may affect you in a bad way. So what Israeli law says is we will allow that Israeli company to convert from a foreign corp to a U.S. corp without Israeli tax consequences, thereby mitigating and incentivizing the U.S. investment there.
You know what's so clear to me is that anyone approaching this area really needs a firm like CKR Law. They can't even dream about tackling this without
competent professionals. Counsel is absolutely recommended.
So how in the world can they get in touch with you?
I'm available by phone. You can call our main line at 212-259-7300 and ask for Eli Akavon. Again, 212-259-7300.
And the website.
And the website, of course, which will have my email address, contact information, and some background on me.
And the website is?
www.ckrlaw.com.
That's simple.
That's it.
Eli, thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Yitzchak, always a pleasure.
Thank you. And now my guest is Irena Shekoda. Irena, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand that you do something quite exciting. Many people dream about this, but there are very few that actually are successful at it. You are a high-performance design architect.
Correct.
Well, what is that?
So for the last 30 years or so, I've been practicing multifamily design, and conventionally, all architecture is about the quality of the buildings. Mm-hmm. And so the way you design them to get that quality is to make the envelope high performing, mm-hmm. to introduce solar, mm-hmm. and to introduce different mechanical systems that eliminate some of the old mechanical systems that we don't necessarily need. Like, for instance, in a single family, you can remove the boiler and you don't need radiators. For a multifamily, we also get involved in modular construction. That saves actually on the conventional approach of building the building on site. And therefore, all these different ways of designing the building help us to evaluate with the developer whether a certain system has to be done or can be done, what's the cost impact, what are the advantages. And we also incorporate design at the level where we're introducing healthier building standards. And so those are vetted and, of course, discussed with the clients.
What is the area, the geographic area that your firm services?
So we are basically doing projects in five boroughs.
Okay.
And Long Island City.
Okay.
New Jersey? New Jersey as well.
Oh, good.
And we can go into Long Island.
Okay, so I'm saying you're in the tri-state area.
Tri-state area.
Now, we're here today as part of this event of bringing Israel Startup Nation to New York City, Built Up Ventures. Perhaps you could just explain to the audience your relationship to this special environment, this ecosystem.
So I'm happy to have known Mark Sagalnik for a long time, and he has always been a highlighter of technologies out there. Mm-hmm. And so I am always interested in seeing what the new technology is out there so I can incorporate it into my buildings design. And then also the information that is out there for startups and the technology that is now being more and more evident is mm-hmm. that we think of AI as not coming in for another 5, 10, whatever, but it's now.
Wow.
It's literally now. The databases and the AI and the robotics and the manufacturing, that is all now. And so therefore, a developer who is interested in this level would have to attain an architect who is seeing the bigger vision of how we're supposed to be designing our buildings. It's no longer that we can design buildings for the sake that it's been done 35 years like this. So we try to make sure that the building is what technology can we incorporate? Is it financially feasible? What are the advantages that we can create by using this? And then also, how can we create a different standard of living, a different way of achieving buildings that are actually not just ROI for the developer, but also for the occupants that are actually much healthier to live in? And so why wouldn't you invest in that type of a design?
Beautiful. Irena, just before I let you go, I'm sure many people out there are wondering how they could see samples of your beautiful work. What website can they visit?
Some of our work isn't showcased, but our website that they can always find me on is irenaskoda.com, which is IRENASKODA.com.
Irena, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
And we're coming to you from Bringing Israel's Startup Nation to New York City, the event hosted by BSEED and a number of others. We're going to hear from, as you've been listening to the show, so many guests. And now I have the honor of interviewing Nadav Dadon. He is the CEO and co-founder of Verto, 3D Made Easy. Nadav, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak.
So tell me a little bit about your background and the inspiration and for Verto. And what is the company all about? But first a little bit, tell me about yourself, your background. How did it all come about?
Okay, so about my background. About 7 years ago, I was I go to the Army of Israel.
Okay.
In the military. And then I'm go to Mamram course for a... Tochnitan, like programmer.
Okay.
It's about 6 years progress about computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And then I become familiar with algorithms and 3D...
Software,
yes.
Okay.
But the really interesting thing is that 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I was a jewelry designer. And what's the most... difficult to me when a customer come to me and want to design a new object,
sure.
a new design, is that he want to see the object
right.
before I will create it from to him. And then after the military, I bind those two.
Wow.
So I want to give my customer the ability to see the design before they actually create it.
So I'm going to ask you the next question, but it would seem, it may be obvious to you, but it pays to explain it to the audience.
Yeah.
Every business will be successful if it solves a problem in the marketplace. This one is very obvious. You help people envision the outcome.
Of course, yes.
That's amazing. So yes. Describe it a little bit. What type of products do people come to you with that you are able to solve through your software, through your product,
so
your service?
Actually, Verto is the easiest way to generate any 3D model by any camera. Today, we are going directly to the jewelry market.
Okay.
Because there is a big issue with the inventory. They want to reduce it and conversion. To give the people the feel how the jewelry going to be look like.
Any other industries that you service?
Not right now. In 2019, yes, we are focused on the jewelry, but in 2020, we are going to go to another, like furniture or military and so on. So this is, the core technology can be used
Amazing.
For multiple industries.
Amazing. How can people, what is your website? How can people find out more about your company?
They can go to verto.ai.
That's a great one.
Yes.
Verto.ai.
AI.
Amazing. Nadav, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much, Yitzhak.
We're coming to you from this very special event here from the offices of Roth & Company. This is the BSEED Bringing Israel Startup Nation to New York City. And now I have the distinct honor of speaking with Tzafrir Kolat. Did I pronounce it correctly?
It was correctly.
Thank you. I see that you are a doctor. Perhaps you could tell us about your background and how you came to your very unique company, Fertico Medical.
It's true that I'm a doctor, however, I'm not a medical doctor.
Okay.
I'm a physicist. As a matter of fact, by training, I'm a theoretical physicist who used to work in astrophysics, both in Israel and here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last 18 years or so, I moved to medical device industry. And in the medical device, I had all kind of roles, including executive roles. And the idea behind Fertigo Medical actually came about almost 4 years ago. We were four founders.
Okay.
Two of them are a couple who had troubles conceiving, giving birth to their
mm-hmm.
child.
Mm-hmm.
And after going through many IVF cycles, mm-hmm. in vitro fertilization, that is, they realized, along with the other two founders, me and another PhD in physics, that there is a missing brick in this puzzle of IVF. So far, people have been focused on the quality of the fertilized eggs, of the sperm. However, they somewhat neglected the status of the uterus that has to receive, to accept these fertilized eggs. And since there is only a very narrow window of opportunity for the uterus when it is ready to conceive, we realize that we will be able to point out what is exactly the time frame when it is optimal to do so. So what we are doing, we are monitoring the uterus in real time, and then we prescribe personal time or time frame or timing for introducing the fertilized eggs back into the uterus. And by doing so, we're multiplying the success rate of in vitro fertilizations. As it stands right now, it is between 11 to 30%, depends on the woman age. And we expect to multiply it by quite a bit, simply because saying or telling the physician when is the optimal time would not waste cycles, and it will be much more efficient that way.
Wow. How many years ago was this Fertico Medical founded?
So we founded it by 2014, the summer of 2014.
Wow.
And ever since then, we started with preclinical studies on animals. We developed our own software because we are basically analyzing the tissues of the endometrium, which is the thin lining all over the place around the uterus. And this is what we are monitoring.
So how could people find out more information about and to get in touch?
I think the easiest way would be to go on our website, which is www.fertigo-medical. Fertigo, we spell just like fertility, ferti, and go. -medical.com, and if they go there, they will be able to watch a video clip which basically gives good introductory view of Fertigo Medical technology and the idea behind the company and the business plan and so on and so forth.
Zafrir, fascinating. Thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us here on Mind Your Business for this special show, which is coming from the Bring Israel Startup Nation to NYC. There are many exciting people behind it, of course, the Besadno Group, ESEED, CKR Law, Built Up Ventures, and Roth & Company. Now I have a very fascinating guest, and it's the other side of the equation. Joel Hagin, I hope I pronounced it correctly.
Sort of, yeah.
Close? You tell me how to pronounce it.
Very close.
Okay, you could say it. Joel?
Joel Hagin.
Hagin. He is an investor, a private investor, who has a VC mindset. So he's going to talk about the angle of someone who's looking to invest money. Joel, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I understand you've been involved in building businesses and selling them. What could you... You know, talk about that process of building a business and then eventually exiting.
Well, building a business is a very roller coaster kind of a route.
You're gonna scare people, you know.
And BSEED is an organization, as far as I can see, is helping those early stage businesses tackle the risks, the setbacks, the excitement, the disappointments, which accompany every startup and every business building. Every business is going through many important decision points.
Mm-hmm.
Any startup business needs a lot of help in go-to-market, in thinking, brainstorming, And what I can see with BSeed is that they are a very warm, very dynamic, very embracing organization that provides a lot of this assistance, which is so critically needed, based on my experience at least, to early stage business. And that's what I admire, and that's what I appreciate in what I see around here.
Now, Joel, as a private investor, what do you look for? This is very valuable advice for startups out there. What would you say are the two or three most important aspects that you look for when you're meeting with someone that wants your money, basically, you know, as to invest in them?
Well, if I were to list three most important factors, I would, in a specific order, I would say probably the most important factor would be the jockey, meaning the personality, the capability, the attitude, and the experience of the jockey of the business, which is what investors like to invest in. The second is to see a vision, is to see that there's the right vision in place. And the third is, of course, execution. The devil is in the details, and the distance between nothing and a good idea is minuscule as compared to the distance between the good idea and its excellent execution.
Joel, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And now my guest is Ben Strulowitz. Ben, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Sure, happy to be here.
Well, what brought you out to today's event, the BSeed event?
So what brought me out here, I know Gabi quite well, you know, and I think the company and the business that he's building is serving an extremely important purpose in helping to, you know, connect Israeli startups with, you know, U.S., you know, in connecting them with the U.S. Investment community. I think it's extremely important, a lot of untapped, you know, capital and untapped opportunity here to help to continue to, you know, help these businesses grow and, you know, achieve great success. And, you know, that to me is very exciting. And to be able to meet some of the portfolio companies, the founders and the management teams, you know, directly and figure out, you know, what drives them and what is, you know, what vision are, do they have is something that, you know, I find as, you know, working as an investor is extremely important, not only for, you know, my own investments, but also just to see, you know, trends and to learn, you know, where capital is headed and where the best opportunities may lie, you know, for the future.
Now, Ben, I understand that you are involved with private equity investments. You know, people always want to know, from your vantage point, what do you look for? What excites you about a startup, and what do you look for?
So, you know, I think the first thing that, you know, I look for is, one, you know, does this product solve a need? I think a lot of times, you know, when you see startups, it's more they are trying to formulate a solution to a question that or a need that might not really exist. And for me, you know,
and they're so close to it, and it's so emotional that
exactly. And to be able to, you know, pivot away from maybe what your dream or what your baby is, and actually tackle a crucial, you know, demand in the market, that is what I look for. And it's obviously it's not, you know, 7 out of 8 startups fail. We all know it. So it's being able to, you know, really, you know, key in on what the demand is and what the true pain point is of a consumer or a customer. That's what I look for. And then I think the second aspect is, you know, either the management team being able to back them and figure out, you know, does this person, you know, are they, you know, do they execute? Are they more of a salesperson? Like, how do they think about attacking, you know, the market with their solution, and figuring out, whether I want to, you know, back this person, back this management team, and whether, you know, they'll be successful. That part is extremely difficult, because, you know, you can finding a winner to bet on is extremely, you know, challenging, and, you know. Those are, I think, the two key aspects that can kind of get you going on your diligence. And then after that, you know, getting in and figuring out, you know, hey, I'm invested now. Is this investment going well? And trying to figure out, you know, hey, just something we want to continue to keep backing and, you know, to accelerate future growth, and hoping that, you know, our capital is being used to drive success.
Ben, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Now I have the honor of speaking with Yishai Breslauer, who, yes, some of you will recognize the name. Well, many in the audience will recognize the name. He's a star here in the tri-state area for many years, but he was on the show. He was one of the guests in the show we had 2 weeks ago. Yishai, thank you for joining me here again on
My
Mind
pleasure.
Your Business. Thank you. Now, last time we touched on it, built-up ventures, there's a category called PropTech VC. What exactly is PropTech VC? What does that mean?
Okay, the world of PropTech, the VC is a venture capital fund,
right, sure. Mm-hmm.
Which is built-up ventures. But built-up ventures, it's a PropTech VC. PropTech
right.
stands for property technology.
Okay.
Technology that relates to real estate, which is the most, I would say, exciting thing in the last, I would say, couple of years. Because everybody joined the party of tech. Everybody knows what tech is.
Right.
You know, startups, tech, startup nations.
Right.
It's very exciting.
Right.
But the real estate guys are the last to join the party because real estate is a dinosaur type of a thing. And I'm talking about, I'm a real estate guy. I run the real estate company for the entire investment group.
So one second, is it fair to say it's dinosaur? Or it's just that because real estate is real estate. Like, how much could you really affect it through technology?
Wow, so much. So until now, everybody said exactly what you just said. How can it be affected?
Right.
It's real estate. I have to manage
your building. You buy, you sell, you rent, you lease.
I build.
I mean, what else is there to do?
You got it.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple of examples, and that will be wrapping it up.
Sure.
One is property management. So many things are coming all over the place, and so many issues, problems. A person has an elevator that doesn't work, a chute for the garbage that doesn't work,
right.
or a problem with some concierge issues or doorman issues. For example, one of the companies here
sure.
was MyTower. MyTower right. takes all these problems into one app, into one solving problem issue. Or, for example, construction. We have cranes going up and down. Soon we're going to see robots going up and down instead of people managing those things. And it goes on and on. For example, big data issues. Like until now, we have to check out the municipality, all the numbers, the comps.
Right.
To check out the numbers of the area. Today you have the data flowing in. And you have all kind of technologies that concentrate the data that took years and sometimes months and years and weeks and whatever.
And like you said, for an industry that is wired, that like, you know, it's real estate. Like it's buying, it's selling. Like what could technology solve anyway? But what you've proven that concept wrong.
Exactly. And even if a broker wants to know more about properties, he hasn't today. All these technologies to research what is there out there, and people who want to reach the brokers, like Zillow, for example, was the first
right.
one, and today it's even more advanced, and things are going up and up, and that's PropTech, and it's coming up, and I think it's going to really conquer the real estate world very soon, and whoever is not joining this party is going to simply stay out, and that would be a shame, and that's why we saw the opportunity in bringing built-up ventures and saying, hey, we're coming with all these Israeli startups that are real estate, and here we are.
Yishai, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much.
And we're wrapping up this fantastic show with none other than the managing partner and founder at BSeed, one of the brains behind this entire event, Gabi Hassan. Gabi, thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, you know, we heard from so many startups, investors, and this show, tonight's show, and the show we had 2 weeks ago. But now, if I may, I want to turn to you on a personal level. Anyone that's doing something like this, there's something that drives them. There's something that excited them that goes back to maybe even their youth. I don't know how far back we want to go. But, Gabi, you know, what? This is like such an incredible event, and there's so many fantastic minds, technology, it's all come, it all came together here. What's your backstory? Am I going in a no-go zone? Is this okay?
It's okay.
Okay.
And actually, you're going to the point because I'm here in the U.S. 8 years.
Okay.
Before that, I used to work for IBM in the unit that called GTU, Global Technology Unit, which is now AlphaZone.
Okay.
The idea is to take the technology from Israel, mm-hmm. the companies, and to piggyback to open doors for them all over the globe, especially in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that and for several time. And I find out that there is an issue. It's not only the technology that matter, but also if they can survive. Because if you open doors for a company at AT&T or Verizon, right. the requirement is very high. Right. You know, they need to be there. They need to survive. They need to compete with a lot of things that they don't know
sure.
how to do.
The bar, the standard is very high.
Yeah, especially for a young company.
Yeah.
So I decided to actually to make the move to US and to help to the companies in the finance side, which is actually I converted my technology side to the business and also for the financial
wow.
to get the oxygen, to get the money.
Right.
And it was a long journey.
An adjustment.
Yeah, an sure. adjustment. And sure. I took all the family and everything. I have 3 kids.
Wow.
And, you know, in the middle of their life, actually. And we decided to do that. Of course, a lot of support for my family and my wife, Dikla. And what we did is we find a place to sponsor us as a technology under this technology quota that
okay.
we get the visa from
US.
And I started then, and then I moved to another company for at the Empire State Building, 76th floor, you know, it was a big dream.
Sure.
Yeah, CB Alliance.
The view.
Yeah, venture capital, very strong one. And then I actually, in one day, I met Ellie. And this is how we established PCID. He came to the Empire State Building. He showed us his startups from Israel.
Right.
And then we met. And he said, Gabi, do you want to open a company here in the U.S. that will be a bridge between the Israeli startups and the U.S. market and the U.S. investors? And I said to myself, you know what? This is a challenge. And I like challenges, and I took it. We think about that for about 2 months,
okay.
and we come with the name BSeed,
okay.
which is actually double meaning. First, it's a seed money, which
right.
is early stage,
right.
professional.
Sure.
And the other one, the B, also for Besiata Deshmai.
Right, which we all need to be successful.
So that's it.
That's the story.
And yeah, and I actually collaborated with him. We established the company. Of course, the deal flow that coming from Israel, which is Oded Eliashiv is managing
right.
there,
Oded.
You know. So he in Israel do all the vetting and all the hard work to find the right startups. With me together, we are combine the effort and see that it's fit the U.S. market with professional here, professional there. And then soup to nuts,
mm-hmm.
we give to the startup all what they need to open the companies here in the U.S.
So this is a critical point because when someone starts a startup, let's face it, they're kind of a little bit cocky, right? And
mm-hmm.
they're like, I know how to do it. I know how to do it better than anyone. And then suddenly they start running into there's legal issues, there's additional technology issues, there's a wide range of challenges that they suddenly all face. BSeed is the full dashboard. You solve everything for them.
You don't know how you write, how right you are.
Thank you.
Because during the time before I established BSeed with Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
Eliezer Gross.
Eliezer Gross, he is the chairman of all the group here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you interviewed him.
Sure,
also.
Sure. He yeah. started off
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course. So, yeah. So, what happened is that a lot of companies coming khaki, like you said.
Yeah, you know I know it all already. You know, yeah. what are you going to tell me already?
Exactly. And then we are struggling here. This is a very critical point to convince them that we know better than them. We have some gray hair.
One second. Are you psychologists too? You have to be.
Yeah, you have to be. You know, actually, in business in general, you have to be a psychologist. And I leave it to my daughter. She's practicing in that. Anyway, so what we are doing is convince them to work with us, to let us to lead in this point of time, and to lead them to the right places. We save time. We save money. If sometimes even they raise money with others, mm-hmm. and they spend the money here in mm-hmm. the U.S., it's so easy to spend the money in the U.S. The U.S. know how to take
yes,
you the money.
Boom.
Yeah, they know.
It goes fast.
Everybody knows that. Yeah, so for them, they're excited. They can, you know, do it just like that. So, yeah, we're definitely there for them and for the investors. We are down on them. We are trying to see that they are going along the milestone that we give them.
So, you know, I have to interrupt. I'm sorry, Gabi.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to ask you a delicate question. Do you sometimes protect them from themselves?
Sure.
Because
sure.
sometimes they want to run in, they're excited, they're passionate, and then you know, say, listen, you know, we've been doing this, we do this for many companies, and please, you have to trust us. Some of the things you want to jump to are just too risky.
Yeah, actually, before BSeed, I have some experience with a company, Israeli company, that tried to enter to U.S., and we did so well. Actually, for me, it was a new experience, but because IBM and everything, so I had more confidence and the capabilities to do that. So actually, they sold to five branches, and then they grow to 17, and then they ask for 70.
Whoa, it's rapid growth.
Rapid growth, all in 1 year. So I told them, guys, are you ready technology-wise? Are you ready and all the communication devices that are related to this situation, the network and everything?
They scaling say, very fast.
Yeah, so they said yes, and it was too fast. And once we saw that they are not ready, we stop everything. We look at them and said, guy, we save you from yourself, like you said now, and this is the right thing. And we recall so that the rest of them, we let them to prepare, and the rest is history.
Gabi, I still have to come back to today's event. People hear the background noise, and we spoke with so many, you know, creative minds. What just excites? I'm not going to ask you about any particular company because that's not fair. It's like asking you for your favorite child. That you can't do. But what excites you in general about the startups that you've seen and that were here today and here at the previous event? What excites you?
It's hard for me to say that, but let's admit I'm almost 50. And I look at them as I look at young guys mm-hmm. with a lot of ambitions, great technology, mm-hmm. capabilities that you can imagine. You can't imagine how they actually can shift from one direction to another direction according to what we tell them and how they feel the market. And we have here Swotly. Swotly was with us in 2016 in the same event with different direction. And he did a strategic change, which is part of the things that we are doing. And now it's getting money, and it's growing, and it's amazing. So you can see that those guys, failure is not an option.
Right.
And this is the Israeli thing, you know. This is what we like.
Yeah, chutzpah and stick it in. You stick to it. There is, like you said, failure is not an option.
Exactly.
You're going to see it through to success.
Yeah.
Gabi Hassan, managing partner and founder at BSeed, the Besadeno Group. This wraps up another fantastic edition of Mind Your Business. There was so much value and so many great ideas that were discussed. In case you missed it, this will be permanently archived at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And, of course, you'll be able to look on YouTube all the guests that we've had, you'll see they have individual YouTube segments where you'll be able to gain from their deep knowledge in the business world. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Safliff on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.